Bruce had found a place to stay with some dangerous people in Venezuela. He desperately wanted to work with the Indians who lived deep inside of the jungles, but had no way of meeting them. All of the local missionaries had rejected Bruce, and he had no support coming from home. He was all alone. He told everyone about his desire to help, but it felt like no one was listening. Did God really call Bruce to South America? One day, a friend named Miguel Nieto asked Bruce if he had ever heard of a group of Indians known as the Multanon. They lived on a land that was rich with oil, and many of the companies had tried to take over their land so that they could harvest the oil. But every attempt to communicate with the Indians resulted in violence. Many men had been killed by the Multanon. Bruce asked himself, "What can I do for a bunch of savage, primitive Indians?" But after thinking hard about the question, Bruce had an answer. Bruce said that,
"It didn't matter what I thought I could do. In my innermost self, I somehow knew that God wanted me to go to them. But I was afraid and tried to talk my way out of coming myself. I had forgotten how hard God can make it on someone who won't do what he's told. I lost my ability to concentrate to do anything about think of the Multanones."
Eventually, Bruce left to meet up with the violent native tribe. Bruce went as far as the roads would take him and found his way to the edge of the jungle. He bought a mule and took off in the direction that he hoped would take him to the Multanones. He rode for days and slept in the jungle at night. Bruce wrote,
"As I climbed higher into the mountains, the foliage thinned out, and beautiful iridescent blue butterflies flew everywhere. Flaming red parrots squawked at me. The air got cooler. My hunger had disappeared, but I felt weak. Bugs continued to bite me as they ever had since I had begun the trip. Every exposed area of my body was covered with red welts."
Eventually, Bruce did find a village. More than 20 men surrounded him. Bruce strained to communicate with the people into the night. They cautiously took him into one of the homes until morning. The next day, the chief of the village returned with the other fighting men. They attacked Bruce and threw him into a grass hut. The hut was his prison. He was stabbed with arrows and beaten. The men would stand around the hut and blindly, wildly shoot arrows at Bruce inside. Men shouted at Bruce and hit him with whips. He was shot at again and again until an arrow pierced him in the leg. Bruce thought he was going to die and began to pray to God. Bruce prayed,
"God, I'll give you what I can. I'll give you my strength, my life. I'll put up with anything, any trouble. Even if I die, I'll let you communicate about your son to the Multanones. Amen."
Strangely, the Indians did not kill Bruce. He was released the next morning. Bruce quickly packed up his things and began to leave. As he was about to go, Bruce felt God calling him to stay. He had not yet done what he had set out to do. Bruce stayed with the Indians and discovered that they were not even the Multanones. These were the Yukos. Bruce would not even meet a Multanonian Indian for more than a year's time.